This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thursday night football in the Meadowlands against the Giants. Star Telegram columnist Mac Engel joins us right now on KRLD to talk about that. Mac, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So what do we got coming up here? A rebound win or a gut punch loss?
Rebound win. Dak Prescott has more wins against the Giants than any other team. The Cowboys have won 13 of 14 against New York, which says a lot about New York. So I think this is the one week where you can look at it and say they're going to get well. The Giants have won one game. It was against a bad Cleveland team, which is also the only win of the season for your Dallas Cowboys. I just think the Giants are bad and the Cowboys will get them.
How concerned are you about the Cowboys? I know it's only three games, but going forward, are you concerned that this team is not that good or may have a long season ahead?
Yeah, I'd say pretty concerned because it's the first month is always really hard to gauge for anybody because it's more or less the preseason now. You know, nobody really plays in the preseason anymore, and the first 4 weeks of the regular season are essentially when teams are getting stuff worked out. So it's kind of hard sometimes to sit there and accurately assess how a team's going to look in December based on what they do in September. But the signs right now that were red flags in the offseason certainly have played out here early on. The defensive line's not very good. They have a hard time stopping the run, and they can't run the ball very well. I think the one part to this that's a little surprising is that the play of the offensive line has been as erratic as it is, but they've got young guys on that line, and there's a lot of signs there that should be concerning. I think they'll be better than what we've seen the last 2 weeks, but that doesn't necessarily they're going to be a good team. I think right now they have the signs of being around a 500 team.
Is this team tough enough? Because they've been getting pushed around these last 2 weeks.
You know, I've heard that a lot. I think that's one of those things that's kind of hard to say. Yeah, I think the problem is they're not talented enough. I think the issues that they have look like a lack of toughness because, you know, you're not stopping the run. You can't run the ball. Well, if you're not good enough, there's your issue. I think if you look at the way they played in week one, the way they played really the last quarter against Baltimore, you could say, okay, there's something there to work with. I think the issues are the issues. The interior of their defensive line, it's not a lack of toughness, it's a lack of talent. And the issues on the linebackers, they're asking them to be supermen, and they're not. They're pretty good, but they ain't that good, and they're not good enough to compensate for serious issues that other teams right now are exploiting.
You know, you saw two people really have some emotional issues on the sideline. CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. CeeDee kind of owned it, said, hey, I'm sorry. Micah kind of didn't. He kind of threw some guys under the bus. What is that? Are you concerned about Micah Parsons himself on this team?
Not really. I mean, they're going to pay him. He's up for he'll get his money, you know, sometime next year, and he'll be the highest paid defensive player in the league. That means the Cowboys will have the highest paid player, the highest paid receiver, and highest paid linebacker, and highest paid defender on the team at the same time. I've watched him mature, and when I've seen him deal with us, you can see it. He's completely aware of his leverage. He's completely aware of his talent and what it's worth. You can hear him talk and how it's changed. So I think he thinks that I'm the man on this team, and that's my role. And if I'm going to call, I can call guys out, which is fine if you're playing head and shoulders above everybody else. Well, he's not. And the problem I have with it is that you see teams right now attacking him in the run game because he hasn't proven consistently he can play the run. He can play the pass all day. I mean, nobody wants any part of that guy as a pass rusher. But against the run, they're running right at him, and he hasn't dealt with it. CeeDee Lamb, we've seen this before. He did it in San Francisco last year. He threw a fit when the Cowboys were getting killed. Came out the next week, kind of said the same thing. The Cowboys force-fed him the ball, basically a bunch of lollipops in his mouth. It was fine. I don't really worry about that stuff that much. It's a bad look. The part that I worry about it from CeeDee's case is, are you engaged and are you going full tilt when things aren't going your way? And sometimes that's the part that I'm like, he's got to grow out of that. And I think he's still struggling with it. He's a good guy. He's a hell of a player. But I think there's still some maturity issues in there that he's got to solve. These are not off the field bad guys. These aren't bad locker room guys. I've been around all those guys. These are some guys who say some things and do some things sometimes that I think they just kind of have to grow out of.
Very interesting, interesting insight there, and pretty accurate too, I think. Mac, thanks so much. Appreciate it as always. Star Telegram columnist Mac Engel with us here on KRLD, forecasting a win tonight, but just kind of a meh season as a whole.
All right, what do you think tonight? Do they get the win? They make themselves right?
I think
reluctantly,
I could definitely see a loss though.